hour. Another hour.
Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here right now on the air and available at 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken, brought to you in part by the way to reduce your risk of coronary heart disease, use Superbeats. Take Dr. Ken's advice, get on the line, sign yourself up for the program. You need this as you need oxygen. This helps deliver oxygen. 800-655-4183. Sometimes I feel like when I'm doing these, Ken, I'm on NPR. And NPR, the NPR programming is made possible by a grant from Superbeats, which you can get by dialing 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Call 800-655-4183. Now, this is good advice. All right, get his advice no matter what may be your problem medically. You dial us now at 888-553-7536, and there's a wonderful chance you get on the air. Like Phil is in Middle Village, Georgia. Is that right? Middleville? Middleville, Georgia. Hi,
no,
Phil.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
No, sir. It's actually Millardsville, Georgia. And Millardsville, Georgia was the capital of Georgia until the Civil War.
My.
Wow.
A history lesson.
Yeah, after the Civil War, they made it Atlanta because it was more central to more business was going on.
Phil, I know Georgia pretty well, but where? What part? Give me a little bit bigger picture.
Millardsville is about 20 miles north of Macon.
I know exactly where you are. Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, so what can we do for you,
Phil? I have been a sick little puppy dog, Dr. Ken. A couple, 3 years ago, I had a heart valve replaced, and at the same time, they discovered I had an aneurysm that was repaired. Well, since then, I've been on the beta blocker, and I've been on a Lasix. But I kept wondering, am I ever going to not have to have this Lasix? And I've been going for my six-month checkups to my cardiologist, and it seemed like his advice was good advice. I can't seem to exercise. I'm so lethargic. I'm so tired. It seems like the harder I push, the harder it pushes back. So wear a Holter monitor for a month. Your heart's good. We do ultrasounds. Your heart's good. The valve's good.
Your heart rate was not too low on the beta blocker?
My heart rate runs at about 68 all the time.
Okay,
my blood
good.
Pressure runs at about 118 over 68 all the time.
And you're on Lasix, a strong diuretic. Your potassium and magnesium are not too low?
And I take the potassium. Sometimes I still cramp up in my hands, but I do take the potassium every day.
And they've checked your potassium and magnesium levels, and they're not too low?
Well, here's where I'm a little disappointed in my cardiologist. We're checking the heart. He's checking the ultrasounds. He's having me wear the Holter monitor. But we're not doing any, we're not getting any blood. We're not sending it off to see, hey, what's going on? You know, what's what?
Phil, I'm on your side, and I think the vision needs to be a little bit broader. There's a lot of reasons why you can be tired. You can have anemia. You can have low potassium, low heart rate, low thyroid, low blood pressure. You don't sound depressed, but these are all reasons why you can be tired. And why are you on Lasix at this point?
Well, now I think it's starting to come to fruition. I think I know now. I did have a couple of months after the surgery, I did have a pleural effusion.
Okay.
So
you had some fluid around the lining of the lungs.
Right. And they had to take that out, and the lung had collapsed and it reinflated. No problems with that since then. But that same feeling was coming back, a stabbing pain in my back. My chest was hurting. My arms were hurting. My leg is starting to swell up. My feet are swelling up. I can't breathe. I'm passing out.
That's going on right now?
Well, it was up until this past weekend. Last Sunday, I passed out one more time, and they called an ambulance. They got me there. They did the blood work. I'm extremely anemic.
Okay. How anemic? Do you know your numbers? What's your hemoglobin and hematocrit?
It was like 6.8.
Oh, wow. Your tank is extremely low for red blood cells. You know, normally it should be 14. And for each number, you're down a unit of blood. So you're way down. Your tank is very, very low. So you're either losing it or not making red blood cells. Do they figure out why?
a couple of months ago, I kept having a burning sensation, and it had been there for a while. And
there you go. You have a bleeding ulcer.
You got to excuse me, Doc. I'm from the old school. I took the old goody powders, you know.
Okay, well, I spent so many years in North Carolina taking care of people. You know, I know all about goody powder.
Well, I was taking the 325 aspirin every day, too, and I noticed that it was hurting every day a little. But if I took the goody, it hurt a lot.
Yes. So you have a bleeding ulcer, don't you?
I believe so. I haven't been to the GI doctor yet.
Okay.
My question is this. Last weekend when I was at the hospital for 3 days, they were putting something black in my arm. They said it was the iron. It looked like black dye.
Exactly. But, you were getting intravenous iron because you've been bleeding for so long and you've excreted all of your iron stores, so you can't make blood because you have lost all of your iron. And your level of blood is so low that in order to help your body make blood cells, they had to give you iron not orally but intravenously to quickly get your tank of iron filled up, because that's one of the very important building block of your marrow making red blood cells, and your red blood cell count was so low. Phil, let me suggest, until they get your blood counts up, I don't know how much they transfused you. How many units of blood did they give you? I hope a number of...
Just one.
All they gave. Do you know what your hemoglobin was when they discharged you?
I did not ask. I didn't ask.
All right. Well, and you still feel tired, correct?
Right. Well, the first couple of days from the hospital, I felt great, and that was sort of my question. Now that I'm taking it orally, I'm not back where I was at, but
okay.
I'm just still so tired again.
Phil, you need your blood cell count checked yesterday. You need this looked at. And what are they going to do about the cause, the bleeding source? Is that being treated?
I've got an appointment with the GI doctor first of next week.
Okay, that should be yesterday. I would keep your life in low gear physically. You know, you don't want to run a motor without oil, and there's not a lot of oil in your tank. So just keep yourself, have a boring weekend. Until you get this looked at, you just want to stay in low gear. Don't push yourself too hard. This is not your fault. You just don't have enough red blood cells carrying oxygen around to your body, and the source of your blood loss needs to be identified. It sounds to me like you have an ulcer, and that needs to be taken care of. And then you need to make sure that your iron levels are maintaining and being adequate, and that you're absorbing. Sometimes when you switch to the oral iron, your body's not absorbing it. If you have some GI issues, that needs to be looked at, and they need to continue to follow your blood cell counts to make sure that they're not continuing to go down. So stay on top of this. Get seen on Monday, and just...
Is there anything I can take to help absorb it?
Phil, don't be in denial.
Orange juice. Vitamin C will help you to absorb oral iron. So take a good amount of orange juice, okay?
Good. How about those beets? Do you think that would help when I get things straightened out some?
Well, it wouldn't hurt, because that would help whatever low levels of blood cells to get around the body better. So you certainly should get one of those saliva test strips and test your saliva and make sure that you have an adequate nitric oxide store. And if not, go on the Neo 40. Don't use the Super Beats right now. What you would need is the Neo 40. That increases your maintenance level of nitric oxide if it's low. And this is scientifically based, as a member of the Baylor Medical School faculty, the Department of Physiology, who's worked all this out and has developed this product and the test strips. It's mainstream medicine at the cutting edge.
All right, Phil, make sure you get to the doctor, get those numbers taken care of on Monday. Speaking of numbers, and again, as Ken underscores the value of Super Beats, 800-655-4183 for Super Beats, 800-655-4183. And Neo 40 is the companion product. That's a capsule, same amount of Super Beats, except it's encapsulated. Put it on your tongue, and it dissolves instantly, is absorbed into your system, and that's why it's good for this gentleman. Continuing with your calls in a matter of moments, 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken on the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen at 16 past the hour.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep.
Your life demands the best in hardwood floors. At Lumber Liquidators, you'll get the best quality and the best styles for less. This week, more than 30 varieties of our best-selling pre-finished hardwood are $1 off a square foot, like golden teak, tobacco road acacia, even beautiful Bellawood, with one of the most durable finishes in the world. And get distressed oak $2 off, plus more deals from 59 cents and special financing. Get the best for less at Lumber Liquidators. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you today.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at nasacort.com. Use as directed.
888-553-7536 here on Good Day. Let's hustle along to Ron, who's in Fort Mojave, Arizona. Ron, thank you for being here. What can Dr. Ken do to help you out, sir?
Well, I had a question about statins, and I have been on statins for a couple of years now to control the cholesterol, I guess is what the main thing about that. Cholesterol is slightly over 200, not the matter, real bad, but I understand the statins kind of are supposed to help you from having plaque build up in your blood system. My question is, do statins actually reverse the damage that's being done by the blockage,
or is it prevented? Ron, great question. The question is there any Drano for the circulation? Statins, I don't think should be in the water, but depending on your particular circulation issue determines whether statins are going to be life prolonging or not. What do we know about your circulation, especially to your heart? Have you ever had a CT scan of your coronaries or a heart catheterization?
No, I've never had any real heart problems. That's more preventive than anything.
Have you been a smoker, cholesterol, blood pressure issues, diabetes, family history?
My mom and my dad both have had heart attacks.
At what age was the first one?
My dad had a heart attack when he was about 35, 40 years old. He was a heavy smoker.
Okay.
But I've never had any heart issues other than just slightly elevated blood pressure.
Okay. So you have, but you have a family history. That's a very strong inherited family history. The fact a father or a brother having first heart attack before age 55, a mother or a sister first heart attack before age 65 gives an individual a risk of having heart disease. That's a risk factor. And do we know what your bad cholesterol is, LDL? And we're going to probably have to get to this after the next break.
Hold on a second.
If you don't use it, you might lose it. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why this is especially true for divers next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The first dive of the season or after a hiatus is always special, and being a bit rusty after being out of the water is expected. So before just jumping in, take the extra time to honestly reevaluate your health, refresh your dive skills, and get your gear checked out by a reputable dive center. It's a great way to ensure your first dive of the season is the positive experience that it should be. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Now 23 after the hour, 888-553-7536. Our conversation on the Good Day program focusing on your health and well-being. 888-55, Dr. Ken. We're having a conversation with a fellow in Arizona named Ron, who has some cholesterol questions. So let's keep going, Ron. Go ahead, Ken, with him.
So, Ron, you were asking me about cholesterol and statins. Statins work by decreasing the ability of the liver to make cholesterol. Believe it or not, but about 75 to 80% of your cholesterol is not eaten. It's actually made by the liver. We all need cholesterol. They form the walls of our cells in the body. They also are helpful in our making the hormones, the sex hormones in our body. So if we didn't have any cholesterol, none of us would have any sex, and I guess that would be a big problem. So we need cholesterol. The problem is, for many of us, we inherit a liver that is just too effective at making cholesterol, especially a lot of bad cholesterol, the LDL, and the levels get too high. And the most effective drug at tamping down the liver from manufacturing cholesterol is the statin. But the statins do one other extremely important thing. They lower the inflammation in the circulation, which is as important and maybe even more of an important effect on the plaques, because they help to stabilize the plaques in the heart and in other areas of the circulation. And the reason why you get blockages in, for example, a heart attack, the blood can't flow to the heart, is because these plaques rupture, and then the cells in the body that repair these ruptured sites in the inner lining of the wallpaper of the circulation, they overachieve. And not only do they repair the plaque rupture site, they work so hard, overachieve, and they narrow the circulation like a cork in the bottle, and no blood can flow. And that's why you get a heart attack. That's why you get a stroke. One of the reasons you get a stroke. And these statins lower the inflammation so the plaques don't rupture. And that's really why they're so important and prescribed. And if you have plaque already in the circulation to the heart, that's what triggers me to prescribe a statin, because I know that I'm going to help you stabilize that plaque, lower your risk of a heart attack. If you have them in the carotids in your neck, it lower the risk of having a stroke. And that's really what the main effectiveness of the statin statins are.
Well, but does a statin do anything to dissolve or remove the plaque?
Okay. I'll tell you what we know about that. I don't care what you hear. There's no Drano for the circulation to the heart. If there is, I want to know about it and I want to see the evidence of it because, you know, I've been looking for it for 30 years. But what we know, the statins are the next best thing. If you get the bad cholesterol under 60, there have been reports that you can lower it by 11%. But even if you have plaque, if you stabilize it, and if it's under 70% narrowing, you're not going to be aware of it, and that's what the beauty of the statins are. So you don't really need to dissolve it. You need to stabilize it. Blood flow becomes significant, and you start getting symptoms of inadequate blood flow, usually at about 70% narrowing, and that's one issue with plaque. The other is between 30 and 60% before you start sensing this in the heart. That's where these rupture, and that's why so many people, the first symptom of a heart attack is a heart attack, because it's the 30 to 60% narrowings that rupture before they get to that 70% tipping point where symptoms occur. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, but I guess the answer to the question is there's no repair. It is what it is. You just want to keep it from getting worse.
But if you get the bad cholesterol LDL very low, it's been reported you can get up to 11% reversal. So you can get some reversal, but you have to get that bad cholesterol down very low, into the 50s.
28 past the hour on Good Day Health. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Thinking about the perfect Mother's Day gift? Health and beauty expert Molly Nover Baker says, make mom proud with gifts that keep on giving.
Why not give a donation in her name to Procter & Gamble Children's Safe Drinking Water at csdw.org. P&G, the makers of Tide and Crest, developed Purifier of Water. One tidy packet of the powder can provide a week's worth of clean drinking water for a family of five. For every dollar donated this month, P&G will give $10 up to $1 million.
We can thank mom for our jeans. That's G-E-N-E-S.
Go to momjeans.com and post photos of both you and your mom. Galderma will donate $5 up to $50,000 to the National Charity League, helping mothers and daughters volunteer together. Galderma, the makers of Restylane, hopes the campaign starts a conversation about the genetics of facial aging. In their recent survey, 47% of daughters and 35% of mothers would consider getting an injectable treatment like Restylane Lift.
This report is brought to you by Welltower. Every 66 seconds, someone is diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. It's the sixth leading cause of death in America and cannot be prevented or cured. The human and financial toll is devastating. On May 6th, the Alzheimer's Association is hosting its Brain Ball. Influential leaders will come together to raise awareness of this disease and raise funds for cutting-edge research and critical support services for individuals and their caregivers. Tom DeRosa, CEO of Welltower, the national honoree at this year's Brain Ball.
There is currently no cure for Alzheimer's, which is why it's so important to offer care to those with Alzheimer's and support for their families. This should be a national priority. On behalf of Welltower and our partners, I ask you to support the Alzheimer's Association, which is working hard every day to fight this terrible disease.
For more information, visit alz.org.
In 1 minute, we can help make your life a little better. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Life is full of problems. Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith hopes you'll focus on a problem you're eager to solve.
I don't tell you who you want to be. The goal is to help you become the person you want to be. Our mission in life is to make a positive difference, not to prove how smart we are. So you have to ask yourself, am I going to make a positive difference? If you are, go for it. And if you're not, why are you dealing with it? Most of our lives are wasted on things where we're not going to make a difference anyway. Put your energy into something you can do something about, not something you cannot do something about.
Maureen's no dummy, and neither are her guests on Doing What Works. It's her goal to find people who are energetic, fun, and who know how to provide answers to life's problem areas. We're glad you could join us today. We have more of Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Finitrans Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Finitrans works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need, quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
After the hour here on the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Good Day Health, 888-553-7536. We're together every weekend at this time. Help yourself to Dr. Ken and his information. We're working our way through lots of calls, lots of questions. Help yourself if we can be of help to you. That's the whole idea of us being here. If you want to see Dr. Ken directly, you can visit him independently at his office. The clinic is called Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora. The number there is 352-735-1400. Our number here on the air is 888-553-7536. Let's have a conversation with Chris in Logan, Utah. Hi, Chris. Welcome to Good Day Health.
Hi. I have a prolapsed uterus that then pushed the bladder down, so I have a prolapsed bladder. They want to do a hysterectomy and lift up the bladder, but one doctor says I should leave the ovaries, and the other one says I should take them.
Wow, Chris. Let's try to define what you're talking about. I imagine you've probably lost a lot of us, but uterine prolapse, it occurs when the pelvic floor muscle and ligaments stretch and weaken, and they provide inadequate support for the uterus. And then the uterus slips down into or protrudes out of the vagina. Is that what's happening?
Well, actually, they said my bladder was protruding. But, yeah, I have something protruding.
Okay. Now, usually surgery is not the first approach to this. And I don't know what other options. Maybe this is not mild uterine prolapse, but usually, initially, the doctor, the gynecologist, will recommend simple self-care with exercises to strengthen your pelvic muscle. Has any of that been tried first, or is this just a severe issue causing symptoms and it's beyond the mild state?
It's beyond the mild.
Okay. Have they tried vaginal pessary? Sometimes this is a device, it fits inside the vagina, holds your uterus in place, and it's sometimes a temporary, sometimes a permanent treatment. But again, if you have a very severe case, they're going to skip right past this option. Has that option been tried?
I tried that.
Didn't work.
Actually, it did.
So why was that? Why did they not stop there? Why are they recommending surgery?
I don't know. Two different doctors recommended surgery.
Two separate independent doctors?
Yes. And actually three doctors. I went to
Are you having symptoms after the pessary was fitted for you?
I still have leakage.
Okay, that's the reason why they're recommending surgery. Okay. So they need to go in there surgically. Did they think they could just go in and repair the damaged or weakened pelvic floor tissues, or did they felt that they had to do even more extensive surgery than that, right?
That's what they felt.
Are they doing this laparoscopically?
Vaginally.
Okay, vaginally. That's the other option. Okay.
But I did, 20 years ago, I did have a bladder lift also.
Okay. And they want to remove the ovaries just to make sure you never have ovarian cancer. Is that the thinking?
Right. One doctor said that, and the other doctor said, no, you need to keep them.
Do you have a family history?
No.
Of ovarian cancer?
No.
Do they want to do any genetic testing to make a guess, or?
They haven't.
Why does one think you should? Did you ask your doctors why there's a discrepancy of opinion?
No, but I go back on Monday.
I would ask that, and why are there two different opinions here? And then one way, possibly, depending on how sophisticated a center you are at, you might have genetic testing, because I think the genie in the bottle here is to try and make sure you never get ovarian cancer. And there are genetic tendencies for this that, you know, in some centers can be tested for. That's where I'd be looking at. And unless you can identify a high risk of ovarian cancer, you know, if it's not broken, don't fix it.
Right. I think that's what the one doctor was saying.
What was saying what?
Don't take them if you don't need to.
Well, you need to assess that risk. Some of it's crystal ball, but there are, you know, there's genetic testing now that in a sophisticated center could be done, so you wouldn't have to go in there and just make a guess.
Okay.
And ask the doctors about that if that's a possibility. Ask them, you know, ask the doctor who's recommending taking the ovary, you know, why? Is it just so you absolutely have no risk? But then what about, you know, the issues? You know, they'll probably say, oh, they'll just put you on hormones. But then, you know, talk about the issues of hormone replacement. It's not so simple.
Okay.
All right.
Chris, good luck. If you have any questions, call back, and if it's undecided. But try to be the bridge between this discrepancy and let the doctors know that, you know, you have a second opinion, you have a difference of opinion, and discuss it openly. And a good doctor doesn't mind if you if you get into the polite debate.
And follow up to a story medically that we were talking about last week, coming up in a moment or two, 20 before the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, I'm Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health, 888-553-7536. Ken and I are thinking about you if you're a mother, or if you're trying to find something really sweet as a gift idea for your mother for Mother's Day. So the super sale, the Genucel Mother's Day super sale, is going on right now. So if you want to look in the mirror and not see bags and puffiness, or you've heard your mother complain, or your wife, about the bags and puffiness lines around their eyes, Ken's going to tell you the story of Genucel and why he likes it so much.
Why can't we put a happy face on all our mothers? And here's a nice, easy way to do it. This is from one of our listeners. She says, I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. Well, if you want to look at this mirror and not see bags and puffiness, today's your lucky day. Introducing the Genucel Mother's Day Super Sale. Genucel uses state-of-the-art plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix that specifically targets bags and puffiness under the eyes. Genucel, it works for men and women, and the remarkable results will exceed your expectations. And with its Genucel Instant Effects, you'll see results results in the first 12 hours or your money back. We all love Genucel. We know so many people who use it around the radio station, our offices. And now during the Chamonix Mother's Day sale, Chamonix will double your money back with each order absolutely free.
All right. So here's the way you get to the company right away so that they can send this out. They can give it to your mother for Mother's Day or right after Mother's Day. 800-822-6145 for the Genucel team to go to work for you. Call now to try Genucel risk-free. 800-822-6145. You get rid of the puffiness, the bags, say goodbye to the dark circles, the lines around your eyes. Call now, 800-822-6145. The company will throw in the best-selling Lessons neck treatment, absolutely free. Nothing works better for sensitive skin on the neck area, and it's yours free when you try Genucel by calling 800-822-6145. I suppose you could think about it this way. You use a state-of-the-art product that specifically targets a problem around your eyes. You get another product with it. And this is all a very cool thing because for the Mother's Day sale, Genucel will double your order free. So twice the amount of Genucel and some Essence neck treatment, 800-822-6145. Do the work right now while you're thinking about it and take good care of your mother or your wife, 800-822-6145.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
This report is brought to you by Welltower. Every 66 seconds, someone is diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. It's the sixth leading cause of death in America and cannot be prevented or cured. The human and financial toll is devastating. On May 6th, the Alzheimer's Association is hosting its Brain Ball. Influential leaders will come together to raise awareness of this disease and raise funds for cutting-edge research and critical support services for individuals and their caregivers. Tom DeRosa, CEO of Welltower, the national honoree at this year's Brain Ball.
There is currently no cure for Alzheimer's, which is why it's so important to offer care to those with Alzheimer's and support for their families. This should be a national priority. On behalf of Welltower and our partners, I ask you to support the Alzheimer's Association, which is working hard every day to fight this terrible disease.
For more information, visit alz.org.
GEICO presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit GEICO.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken. You can send email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougstefan.com for questions that we can't get in on the air. And as you know, this program keeps you informed as to the latest from the medical journals. It's an important service for a medical show to have. One of the things that's been studied this week is the relationship to fatty foods and how you feel, either lethargic or not. Maybe this is an obvious conclusion, Ken.
Well, it wasn't so much to me, but this is out of the medical journal Nutrients. In April, men who eat a lot of fatty foods may find themselves needing an afternoon nap. Hormones produced in the gut do promote sleepiness, Doug, but we really do not understand why fatty foods make us sleepy. We also do not know whether eating fatty foods at night interferes with sleep, and these are areas of active research, and hopefully I'll report them to you soon in the future.
All right. Other thing that's important here, we were talking earlier about the research on pumping iron building up muscles. So one of the great ways to do it is using Super Beats, because it gets a lot of blood into the areas of your body where if you're pumping, you're working out in the gym, the pump stays longer, your muscles get stronger and bigger. Here's another, I suppose, spin on that. Another study on, I suppose it's related, too, to what you just said about fatty foods. The leaner you are, the longer you live. I don't know there's any mystery here. You've said hundreds, if not thousands of times on this program, you've never seen a fat old person.
Well, what I think I have said that I've never seen an obese 90-year-old male.
I'm a little more guttural with it, but that's
and that's been my own observation, never been published, but that observation was scientifically studied and published in the British Medical Journal just this week. And, at least among medical folks, it gets a little bit more credibility when you see a publication in a medical journal like this of this fact. But still, we all need to be good observers as physicians. But over my career, that's been an observation of mine. But what was published this week in the BMJ is that keeping trim throughout your life could help you live longer, while being obese might do the opposite. So you have to start this early on. You know, teenagers in your 20s, you have to start this. But if you haven't, it's never too late. But people who maintain the leanest body shape have the lowest risk of dying prematurely. A BMI, a body mass index. You know, that's the way to figure out a single number. It's unitless, it's sexless. You just put in your height and your weight and you get a single number. It should be in the range of 20 to 23, maybe optimal for reducing premature mortality in adulthood. And that is darn low, because normal weight is thought of as being 18.5 to 24.9. Overweight is 25 to 25.9. Obesity is a BMI of 30 or greater. And underweight is a BMI of 18.5. So what's my BMI? Okay, I'll reveal it on national radio. It's 24.4. And Doug, let's figure out your BMI, your height.
Didn't we do that the last time I was there? It came out to 25 something, or between 25.
Well, let's. I wanted to update it. You're 5'8", right?
I'm 5'8", 174 pounds.
Okay. Well, it hasn't changed much, has it? So no. Your BMI.
Oh, well, it was
is,
up about 7 or 8 pounds.
26.5.
All right. So I'm out of the zone. I need to be better. I should lose another 10 pounds. Or see, the thing that is misleading about this is I have more muscle than
exactly.
The average person my age.
Exactly.
So the muscle, although around my middle there and then
that's
as much
not muscle
as there ought to be. That's not muscle but there. But
that is a very good point. Where the BMIs fall out is if you have a lot of muscle, because muscle is much more heavier than fat. And people who are very muscular, the BMI doesn't work for them.
Yeah. All right. So then, but I know I have to, excuse me, do every spring. It's the same thing, but maybe more so this year, because I've been through a lot of things in the last 3 or 4 months that have just caused me to eat. And I just, eating was where I went when I was feeling kind of messy mentally.
In this study, which is amazing, they're saying a 20 to 23 BMI may be optimal for reducing premature mortality in adulthood. And that is pretty darn low. And, you know, I think I'm going to look emaciated at 23.
I don't think you look good now. I think you're too thin. I told you that when I saw you.
I know. And that's why it is puzzling here, but you know, you look at these 90-year-old guys, and they look pretty thin.
Yeah. Well, they can look. Well, the older you are, I was telling you earlier, I went to a funeral of a lady who was 95, a friend of our family's, and she, at the end, she was a fairly average-sized, taller woman. I never felt that she was overweight, any of that. I haven't seen her for 25 years, but she and my mother were great friends, and she was heavier than my mother. But I didn't think of her as what I remember anyway, being heavy. But she was nothing but skin and bones when she died. She just, you know, and that's what happens, I think, when you get older. If you don't keep up the exercise, and it may be harder the older you get, but it's still worthwhile depending on what you want out of life. You want to live long and healthy. What is it? Live long and prosper?
Exactly.
Prosper?
And it doesn't take a lot of strength training when you're elderly. You're not pumping heavy weights.
51 after the hour here on Good Day Health.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
GEICO applauds your inner park ranger.
Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. GEICO also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These GEICO agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Mother's Day is fast approaching, and Sam's Club has everything you need to show her how special she is. Treat mom to a tasty meal that begins with mouth-watering ribeye steaks, just $9.98 per pound. Fresh asparagus, less than $2.75 per pound. And a beautiful touch that shows her just how much you care, a dozen roses, just $14.98. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This year, I want to grow vegetables I can actually eat.
I talk with Kat about watering in soil. I even suggest that she plant beans because they release nitrates that nourish the soil.
Ace is the place to learn beans really are the magical fruit.
Now through Monday only, print out the coupon at acehardware.com and get 25% off on regular priced item under $50. Offer valid through May 9th at participating stores. Limit one, exclusions apply, see coupon. Must present coupon to redeem offer.
Physical well-being. What do you think about how you look? I was reading something about the ego and the idea of who we are, created by thoughts about ourselves. Am I fat? Am I too short? Am I this? Am I that? The ideas that create a false sense of self in your ego and how your primitive mind works. Some people don't use this egoic mind, as Talay refers to it. But we all have chats with ourselves. We chatter. Our mind goes this way and that way. And oftentimes what we're listening to in our mind isn't really what's real. It isn't really what we are all about. It's conditioning and finding out what your real beliefs are about yourself. Do you like who you are? Do you like how you look? And those are all psychological things that affect our body as well as our mind. I think that the mind body connection is so obvious more and more when you look at this research, Ken. It's just pretty amazing how you sort of need to practice what's going on in your mind, practice what you want yourself to think about yourself versus what you do think about yourself. Oftentimes it sounds like mumbo jumbo, but it really does work. Speaking about mumbo jumbo, the study on medical errors that was done, I think, in Canada, showing that the third leading cause of death behind heart attack, behind cancer, is screw-ups in the hospital and with doctors. Good God.
Reported this week in the British Medical Journal, medical errors, as you say, Doug, may be the third leading cause of death in America. More than 250,000 people, it's estimated, die each year due to medical errors. This is an estimate because this is not a reported statistic. So how do you avoid becoming a statistic? And let me give you some suggestions on how to avoid getting into a medical error. And most of these occur when you're admitted to the hospital and when you're discharged from the hospital. So don't be admitted into a hospital alone. Go there with someone who loves you, who's going to stay there most of the time with you and supervise what's going on. You know, not get in the way, but just make sure that they have the right patient, that there's no confusion, and that things are going okay. Also, carry a list of all your medications written out somewhere. This should include the name of the drug, the dose, and the schedule. That's how you take it, when you take it. A very important part of the medical time course, most errors, the biggest factor, the most common time when you get care, when errors occur, is at your discharge from a hospital. This is the danger spot, because often the doctor doesn't do it. You know, it's like playing telephone when you're a kid. Somebody who heard or read what was supposed to be done and tells you the message third hand. Understand your discharge instructions from a hospital. What medications you should be taking? Are there any changes to what you were taking before you went in the hospital? And very importantly, what is your follow-up? What doctor are you seeing and when? If there's any confusion, don't wait till you're home to know this. Don't leave the hospital till you're sure what medicines are to be taken and when your follow-up is and with who. If the nurse or whoever gives you these instructions and it's not the doctor seems in any way uncertain, make sure they talk to the doctor before you leave the hospital. I can't tell you how much of a problem this is, and get the medications written out with the doses and when you take it of what you're supposed to take, because some sound alike, some have similar names. It is so confusing, and get to the doctor soon after with the list so they can confirm on your follow-up that you're on the right medicines. Make sure you personally receive the results of any test, including blood work collected. Don't assume that no news is good news. And also, use one name in all of your medical adventures. You know, this so commonly occurs with a woman who had a maiden name, gets married, and now has a second name, gets divorced, now has a third name. And I can't tell you how much confusion that causes, because one person has a different name on different insurance cards or different hospitalizations. Use one name on everything you do medically. You will be glad you did.
I was going to follow up with Meredith's experience last week. We don't have much time here. She didn't have Lyme's disease, which is what we thought, but nobody knows what she has. That's really the sort of intriguing thing about it. Nobody
knows.
It's
tick season, springtime, many, many different kinds of tick diseases other than Lyme.
Yeah, okay. All right, there's Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health at 59 after the hour.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an Ibanez Acoustic Electric, just $159. Play it loud with an MXR distortion pedal, just $34. Or strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4 liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.